Log Talk Radio.
Hey. How's it going? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time of day it is where you are. It's about the afternoon here in the beautiful city of Miami, Florida. I'm your host with the most, JP. You're listening to another one, another feel-good episode. With me, your host, JP, if you want to call in, because I will be giving out free mini intuitive readings today live on the air. That number to dial in is 646-564-9868. You're going to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That lets me know that you want to talk to me and you want to get a free mini intuitive reading today. You want some confirmation today, because that's what really it is all about. It's confirmation, confirming what you already know, which makes my job, my role, a whole lot easier. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned in to Sacred Embers Radio. I'm your host, JP. I'm going to play a little Dave Cause, Love Changes Everything, because it does. And I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. I love that song. I'm a huge Dave Koz fan. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're listening to your host, JP, broadcasting live from Miami, Florida, right here on the Sacred Embers Radio Show. I want to give a shout out to all of the network's members, including Miss DC. Thank you so much for putting me here. I'm really excited about connecting with you all today. If you like a free intuitive reading with me today, or a free confirmation session with me today, I like that. Call me, 646-564-9868. Press the number 1 on your dial pad. That lets me know that you have a question that you need some confirmation on, and I'll put you on. I'll address you by your first area code digits, and maybe perhaps the first 3 digits of your telephone number, just in case we have some duplicates in the queue. I'm excited about being here with you. I wasn't on last week, because what a week it has been. This week and last week. I know some of you are like, yeah, it's been interesting. And I'm using the term interesting very loosely. It's been an interesting, July has been a very crazy month. Can I get an amen? I hear you. It's been a crazy month. And if I look back, I think the last few months have been kind of crazy, right? With a lot of highs and a lot of lows. Yeah? It's been pretty tough. But we've made it. We're here. The blood's still pumping. We got it going on. We made it. And so August is right around the corner. Some really great stuff is awaiting for us in August. And to be honest, some tough stuff is waiting for us in August. But we know that the tough stuff is only in our lives to help us start saying hell yes to who and what we really are. And who and what we really are is light. It's love, joy, peace, is well-being. It's honesty. It's clarity. It's confidence. It's courage. We're all of the above, baby. We're all of the above. And so we know that we're not being tested. We're not being tried. We're being asked to be all of who and what we are. And when things get tough, it's only because we're trying to meet the expectations of a role that's not really for us. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Yeah, it gets tough because we're trying to meet a role that's not for us, or we're trying to argue with life. Yeah, a lot of us are in a constant, chronic state of arguing with life. Let me tell you what I've been working on for the last month and a half. I've been really getting this deep, deep inner navel urge to become way more selective about my time, my resources, my energy, what I'm doing, where I'm going, who I'm talking to. A lot of us can benefit from being a lot more selective about that, because truth be told, it's an investment. We're making a lot of investments in places that will not yield great returns. Let me tell you the returns that we're getting: stress, panic, emotional depletion, psychic blocks, spiritual blocks. We're giving our time and energy to folks, people, situations, and even, get this, goals that we've set for ourselves, ideas that we have for ourselves, that really, really aren't great investments. There's power in being selective. And what's the power in being selective? Clarity. Yeah, you get to tell the universe what you want more of, and that happens when you get selective. You know, there's a trend in the quote-unquote spiritual community about letting go. So here's my, I'm going to get on my soapbox / sermon tip today. So something I'm really interested in for the last few weeks has been detoxing. And it's not that serious, you know, I'm not on some fast or something like that, but just taking some natural herbal supplements to detox. And this time around, I've done it before, but this time around, I think I've got it down packed. Because before, I would detox, I would let go, but never really let anything back in terms of probiotics. I'm doing all this detoxing, but I'm not really supporting the great healthy bacteria that's in my stomach. So it's not just about detoxing situations and people in your life. That's an incomplete concept of being selective. It's just not about the letting go. It's also about the going towards, the moving towards, the letting in. You can't just spend your life letting go of all the stuff that drains you. You've got to nourish yourself and gravitate to the stuff that really empower, inspire, and sustain you. So don't fall prey to the incomplete story about being selective. That's going to really serve us moving into this new month of August, being selective. Taking our money out of situations and relationships and conditions and circumstances and reinvesting it into the things that really make us feel great, the things that we think really kick ass. That's just as important. So everyone who's listening to me today, please, please make a conscious decision starting today, Sunday, right now. You can be a little more selective. And if you've been doing this work for a while, go deeper. Dig deeper. Because remember, we're here to be our brightest self. And that's already there. You're already a bright self. We've just got to get past all the clutter, all the misinformation, all the stuff we were told as kids. We got to get past that stuff. Dig deep. So this month coming up, August, let's be selective, and let's not just focus on letting stuff go, but let's focus also on letting some stuff in. Amen? Amen. 646-564-9868 is the number to call in if you want to talk to me. Press 1 on your dial pad that lets me know that you want to talk to me. I'm a little late opening the chat room, but shout out to anyone and everyone who's in the chat today. I just bought this new, what is this thing called? Okay, so it's like a, what is it? It slips my mind right now, but basically you put some water in it and you put some essential oils in it and then it spreads out this mist or something like that. And like my entire office space right now smells like frankincense. I love it. I love it, and it lights up and all. This beats the incense sticks that I was using. I'm ranting right now. Stop me. Here, I'm going to my first call. I'm an Aries with a Gemini rising. What do you expect? I'm going to my first caller. Been waiting the longest to talk to me today. Uh-oh. This could go great. Area code 229516. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call today.
Hey, Melvin, how are you?
I'm trying to say doing good, but having a lot of issues going on with me.
I hear you.
My question is, you know, I was getting ready, you know, to go to work, so. Before I went out to my car, my neighbor knocked on the door and told me that someone had busted my rear window out. And I just want to know, like, what are you seeing that? Because my neighbors next door are very rude. I done reported them to the landlord and all of that, and I had to call the police last night to to find out who bust my window out, my rear window out. So now I got to get it replaced. I just want to know where you're picking up on that. Do you see anybody, you know?
I don't think this was an intentional thing. I think this was like an accident. And I think it has something to do with alcohol. Somebody being very reckless and under the influence. And so I just want to encourage you to continue to do the right thing. File the paperwork. Make a police report. Let your neighbors know that you're doing it, because I have a hunch that they know exactly who did this, and they just don't want to rat the person out because they were completely drunk. And this is, you know, it is unfortunate, but you are doing the right thing. What I don't want to encourage you to do is to get into a battle of the egos with this, okay? Because here's the thing. I think, and I have this huge hunch, that the universe is really calling you, is really ready for you to expand, because I don't see you staying there for a very long time at that residence. I don't know if you have any plans to move or if you're looking to move. I don't see you moving out of the state of where you are, but I see you moving into a new home, and the universe is totally ready for you to do that. And so I don't want you to get distracted from receiving that impulse by getting into a war of egos with this person or with your neighbors. So what I want to say is protect your vehicle, protect your property, continue to do what you need to do in terms of filing for a police report. You might want to give your neighbors a heads up. Hey, listen, file the police report. I let them know. I also asked if they could patrol the area, you know, a bit more often, because there were other break-ins and there were other some things in the neighborhood. You know, I called I called the police department, just asking the patrol. Let them know. So that puts them on alert, and you let it go. Leave it alone, okay? Because there's a strong impulse from the universe that you're moving on to something else. And I see this happening. I kind of feel like this happening. And remember, and this is for everybody, when you ask me how soon, it all depends on you. Really, it depends on you. It never depends on God, because God is always yes and now. But I see you getting into a headspace of receiving that impulse in about another 3 to 4 months is what I want to say. Of course, you can make that sooner. And that all depends on you and your spiritual practice and you being open and you feeling well and you feeling loved and you feeling secure. You can make that thing happen tomorrow. However, based on the energy right now, it's 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months.
That so you'll receive the impulse to start getting some things together.
Yeah, because I have an injury on my job. What is comp related, and it's been a year now. The 24th of this month, actually been a year. I injured my lower back, my left knee, and my left elbow, and I'm on light duty. I work at a Walmart. So I sit to the door, and with that money, I mean, do you see that case, that lawsuit coming through for me?
You know, immediately. Yeah, your guys wanted me to talk to you a little bit about the knee and the elbow. And in the metaphysical world, in the spiritual world, you have to remember that the knee and the elbow symbolizes the ability to move forward and the ability to obtain. And so when we have injuries and we feel pain in our elbows and our knees, it's really telling us that subconsciously we're having a hard time, or we think we're having a hard time really bringing about our goals, or grabbing or receiving or holding on to the things that we really want. Right? And so if you take a look at the last few months before the injury, you take a look at what's been chronically playing out in your life in terms of your belief system, you've been having a pretty hard time believing that you're worthy of the goals that you've set for yourself. You've been having a really hard time wrapping your head around going after it and receiving it. And these injuries, metaphysically speaking, not medically speaking, but metaphysically speaking, is your subconscious way of telling your conscious mind, hey, hey, we're not happy. We feel a little overwhelmed. I'm not happy. I'm frustrated. And so here's what I want to invite you to do. I really want you to sit down and get in touch with that frustration.
Yeah.
I'm talking if you've got to punch pillows, if you got to curse God out, you know, that's out. And please, you know, I'm not being sacrilegious. You know, I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone. What I'm saying is I would invite you to really tap into the energy of the frustration that you've been carrying for the last few weeks. Do it in a constructive way. Get in touch and let that emotion out. Because right now it's stuck in the subconscious, it's stuck in the body, it's stagnant, and it needs expression, it needs a voice. Even if that means sitting down for meditation and doing some chanting, and then all of a sudden your chants become more aggressive, more angry, or more sad, let that feeling out. Because I'm going to tell you this, when you let that feeling out, it's going to positively affect what's going to happen with this case and how it plays out. Why? Because now you're in a state of well-being because you've let it out. You're in a state of forgiveness because you've let it out. You've hurt. And a lot of people don't get that this stuff is really the work. It is the work, ladies and gentlemen. I am living proof that this is the work and that it works. So I'm inviting you to get in touch with that inner frustration, because there's some inner frustration there. And we all got, I'm raising both my hands right now, because we all got, especially under the conditions right now with this new moon in Scorpio, we've all got the inner frustration. I want you to get in touch with that inner frustration and give it a voice. And when you give it a voice, you'll return to a place of well-being and forgiveness, and your heart space will open, and you will positively affect the consequence or the outcome of this case.
Okay.
So and then in a few months, you'll be calling me and saying, guess what happened, JP? And I'm going to say, I already know.
I mean, do you see me getting a pretty amount of bit, you know, on this case?
I think that if you
want to do... I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
They want to do surgery on my knee, my left knee, because I missed this test. And my primary doctor don't want it to happen because my A1C is a little bit too high. He wants me to get it down to a 7 because it's a 9 now, and he wanted to get it down to a 7. And then I could have surgery, but... that's another thing, but without surgery, I mean, do you see me getting, you know, a really nice settlement?
I think that you can get everything that you want and everything that you really desire. In fact, I think it's already done. It's just really up to you. It's completely up to you.
Like
it is completely up to you.
What I need to do is, like, it's...
Exactly what I said. Stay out of any arguments with that neighbor, because that's a distraction. And you getting in contact, in connection with that inner frustration that you have, that inner fear that you have, give it some voice. Either through writing, through meditating, through channeling, even punching some pillow bags. Do whatever you got to do to work that energy out of you, because it's stagnant right now. And once that energy's out, I'm telling you, you're going to feel positive. You're going to feel relieved and a sense of relief. And from that mind space, you'll be able to manifest and attract the outcome you prefer.
Okay.
You see, everybody is calling me in today. Everybody listen to me. This is never a decision of God. It's never a decision of faith. It's never a decision of destiny. It's your decision. Because God is always available. Goodness is always available. How much of that goodness you want to experience in your life is up to you. And you can't receive goodness from a desperate place. Because goodness isn't something that you grab. It's something that you realize. And you can't realize something unless you have a clear mind.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Okay,
I mean,
so you can't have a clear mind if you've got this inner frustration and fear happening in your subconscious mind, and then you compound the situation by worrying about all the outer stuff like your neighbors and the bills and what this doctor said and da 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 da. And not to say that they're not issues to be mindful of, because they are, but what I'm saying is, it's only through the return to the self, when you get in contact with yourself, when you connect with yourself and give that inner frustration a voice, let it release itself through you, that you'll have the clear mind that you need in order to manifest all of what you want.
Okay. Wow.
Okay?
Yes, sir. That's great, man.
All right. Connect with me sometime.
Okay, I will. I mean, you do private sessions?
I do private sessions. You can always shoot me an email, or you can always connect with me on social media. I'm always putting it down there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You got it. Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you, Melvin.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I knew that reading was going to go great. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Lots of love to Melvin. Lots of love to him. He's doing some really powerful work. I'm going to go over to the next area code, 718-443. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on?
Hi, JP. How are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
You better be.
I hope so.
I'm alive, too.
I'm so glad that we're alive and this is not in our heads. This is great.
You're hilarious.
What can I do for you today?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. I really, really, really want to move.
Positive change.
Yes, I want to move, but I want to move down south, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just move to, like, the state next to the state I'm living in, but or down south.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to move down south,
mm-hmm.
preferably.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any – I don't have a job, and I don't have the money to move. But I want to manifest. It's like – I don't want to wait a year and save up any money and move. I just kind of, you know, want to create the money soon and move.
I love that. I love that because you are completely in sync of what the universe has been urging you to do for a long time now.
Yes.
You have outgrown a lot of different stories.
Yes.
And you've been so afraid to push that button or to pull that trigger for so long.
Yes. Yes.
And I do see that moving south is so in line with you. I see the sensuality of it. That's how I know it's in line with you, because I see the sensuality of it. So here's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the caller that I spoke to previously, and for everybody, remember, God's answers to your prayer is always yes and now. In fact, I preach that God only has two words. God doesn't understand anything else but two words, yes and now. God, can I have? Yes. When? Now. It's always available to you. So technically, we're never really manifesting or creating anything. We're realizing it all. We're realizing it all. And the way we realize it is by understanding that we are it. Okay? And so, really, this is all about you changing your mindset. to be in a receptive mode to receiving what it is you want or to realizing what it is you want, okay? And so I'm going to ask you to take a look at your – now, I can give you the psychic. Oh, you'll be moving in 3 months, and then 3 months come, and – you know. So I'm going to tell you how to make this a three-month thing. I want you to take a look at your spiritual practice, and I want is there a park near you or a forest place or any place where some nature you can walk in the nature?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're going to be doing if you can every day. You wake up, or before you go to bed, you're going to walk in the nature place with your affirmations.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to walk in that place with your affirmations, and you're going to recite them. You're going to take some water with you, check out the trees, breathe that good fresh air, and put in those affirmations, either your headphones or write them on a cue card and say them to yourself. And you're not saying it to believe it. I want you to say it to receive it. There's a huge difference. A lot of people say affirmations so that they can believe it. I'm rich, wealthy, and successful. I'm rich, wealthy, and successful. I'm rich. No. You're going to look at that affirmation. You're not going to repeat it. You're going to look at it. You're going to read it. And you're going to think about it.
Okay.
It says, I'm rich, wealthy, and successful. I want you to stop, pause, think about that. I'm rich, wealthy, and successful. How am I rich, wealthy, and successful? I'm rich, wealthy, and successful in health. I'm rich, wealthy, and successful in friendship. I'm rich, wealthy, and successful because I'm the life of the party. I'm charismatic.
Right.
I want you to dig deep in that, but I want you to do it in a natural setting. I don't want you to do it in your home. I don't want you to do it anywhere. I want you to do it outdoors. Do it outdoors. What's going to happen? You're finally going to realize I can manifest anything. I can realize anything. And from that, you're going to start to receive the nudges that you need. Call this person. Go here. Do this. Go over there. Be here. Say this. And once you start getting that, it's going to lead you to everything you need to do to get out of there.
Well, let me just
I guarantee
you
it.
Something. Right. This is the. I think you're the second. This is the second time I heard some. I was watching something on YouTube, and the person said the same thing. They said God always says yes. And so this is the second time I'm hearing that today. But I have to tell you that a couple of years ago, when I wanted to move, but I knew the state I wanted to move. Like I knew I wanted to move to Atlanta. I used to go and sit, kind of like in this, almost like a park area. And cars would ride by, and I would sit there, and I would visualize what I wanted. I used to write what I wanted, and I got $20,000 unexpectedly, like within 2 weeks. But, so I'm kind of laughing at what you're telling me, because I did this a long time ago, but I used to do it all, like every day I would go out there and do it, but it's like since I moved where I'm staying at now, I don't live over there anymore, but I can go over there. But I kind of stopped doing that. And I kept saying something, my manifesting is something different about it. Like, I don't know. I'm like, what did I do before that I'm not doing now? And but I know it does work. Can't tell you it does
you
work.
You see, didn't I tell everybody that this was confirmation?
It does.
I pulled cards for you. And this is exactly what the cards are telling you to do. It says retreat to a natural setting.
Okay.
The next card was the manifestation card, which is work your magic.
Yes. I just kept trying to figure out what's so different that I kept saying, what is different? Because I did do it before.
Oh, my gosh. You know, life gets in the way sometimes, and that's totally cool, but you felt the impulse that it's time for you to move. You've outgrown some situations, and it's time for you to be all of who you are. Fine. So now you've got to do it. This is your artistry. This is your ministry.
Yes,
okay.
I do. I would
this
love
is your
to
artistry?
Teach a manifesting class, like, but I got to figure out what I did. You know what I'm saying?
What you did was you left the mind, which is daily life, the grind, the hustle, the bustle. You entered the heart space, which is the natural surrounding,
mm-hmm.
and you contemplated the truth.
Wow.
That's your artistry. That's your ministry. So when you leave your house, the hustle and bustle, and you go to this natural place, you're stepping into the temple of your heart. You're stepping into the real church. And
wow.
you're contemplating the truth. I tell people, I pray the affirmative. It's called affirmative prayer. And the affirmative prayer is rehearsing the truth. We don't pray to beg.
Right.
We don't pray to inquire. We rehearse the truth. And that's what you're doing. You're entering the temple of the heart to rehearse the truth.
Whew. I wasn't even expecting this, Jason. I was totally expecting, well, maybe in a couple of months. Yeah,
oh, no.
Doing this.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm JP from Miami, Florida. I don't play that with folks. I can't do it.
Oh.
I can't do it because I meet folks like you who are spiritual giants. And
yes.
I feel like I'm not doing you a service by telling you stuff like that. I have
yes.
to tell you the truth because you are the truth.
Right. And that's more powerful to be a creator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's what you came here for. That's what you came to do.
Wow.
Yeah. You're not sitting around waiting for instructions, and you're not sitting around waiting for an itinerary. This is your show.
Well, you just inspired my day today.
Oh, I'm so glad you inspired mine.
Yes, what I'll be doing with part of my day. And I'm gonna call you back in like 2 weeks and let you know how
Please
it's going.
Please do. Please
I
do.
Will, thank you so much. This was you helped guide me to where I need to be.
You're so welcome. And I've got you. I'm affirming the truth for you, even while we're not talking. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. You don't want to hear me singing on this. She was incredible. That's my opera voice. Incredible. Incredible. Maybe I should stick to intuitive readings. Some of you are like, yeah, Jay, you can stop making all that noise on the radio. Okay, I'll stop singing. Incredible! Okay, that's funny. Okay, I'm going to go over to my next area code. Let me tell you something before I go. Let me vent a little bit. I'm in Miami. It's hot. I don't know if it's I can say, am I menopausing right now? Is it possible for God to menopause? Because it's hot. Oh, you know I'm silly. Okay, here we go. Area code 703201. Hi, who's this?
Oh my God, it's Andrea. Remember me?
Of course I have to.
How could you forget me? That's
so
funny. Come on now.
Funny. Oh, that's so
I
good. How are you?
I sent you well, you know, we have the same energy, so we're doing fabulous, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That is so hilarious.
Did you ever watch that video? I sent you a video to your email and Facebook, but I don't think you ever got it.
Oh, my God. You know I have ADHD. Oh, I'm so bad. So what I'm going to do today is, for everyone who's listening, this is a very, very extremely talented individual on the line right now. And
aww,
if you go over to my
you.
Facebook – oh, it's true. And if you go over to my Facebook page, I'm going to put up her video on my Facebook page right after this show, and I'm writing it down right now so that I can remember, because you really, really have to see this. She's extremely talented, and she, you know, I would say that creativity is the language of God. It is. It is. It's what happens when the ego is really, really in love with the spirit. You birth creativity. And that is what this person is. This is what that this channel is. I'm going to put this on my Facebook page so everybody can see this. This is great. We need to support our brothers and sisters who are light workers and in the light and really have these wonderful business and creative endeavors. We need to support them. And so if you're listening to me now, please make sure you go over to Facebook. You don't have to befriend me. You don't have to like
me. Oh, I will. I think I'm going to friend you now.
Oh, well, you can befriend me, but everyone who's listening, you don't have to, you know, not another Facebook friend. No, but what I would encourage you to do is just go over to my Facebook page and watch this video because it's really going to lift you up.
Aww. Thank you. I guess you wanted it
you're
then.
You're so welcome. I sure did. And I had every intention of putting it on Facebook, but I completely forgot. It has been quite the last few weeks. And then today is my mother's birthday today. So, so I'll be jetting out of here really soon. But yes, I'm putting it on my. How are you?
I'm doing great. I actually, you know, your sermon in the morning, I'm just now really resonated with me because, you know, we take what we want and we throw away what we don't. Because
right.
The reason I ask you this time, because I dated a guy last year named Charles. And, you know, at the end of the day, he said he wasn't in love with me, and he couldn't have any social media pictures. But yet I came across a Facebook page with a picture of him and a new girl. So I'm like, well, he does some shit because, you know, you couldn't do it with me, but you do it with somebody else. So I was like, wow. So apparently, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think he's dating her now? I'm like,
I think he's, and I kind of feel like he's a player type, to be honest with you. I just get that immediately. But, you know, this happens, and I have to say this happens really often with light workers because we're so comfortable with ourselves. And you know what happens? A lot of folks are intimidated by that. They are just completely intimidated. They're not turned on because they want to live a life of role and they want to live a life of function, which is fine. It's their prerogative. They can do whatever they want to do. But, you know, we show up in the space like we don't really give a damn about that stuff. You know, we're not pretentious. We're happy. We're comfortable. We own our BS. We work through it. That's intimidating to a lot of folks. And so I've learned, you know, and it's still pretty hard, but I've learned to thank God for the people who say, hey, you're just not somebody I like. Thank God, because having you in my life would mean that I would have to be less of who I am, and I am totally not willing to compromise.
Oh, I didn't compromise. When you said I'm not in love with you, I'm like, okay, well, I took my free will back, and I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to keep going
out
with you, knowing how you feel. I'm out. Peace. But you know the reason he was in my life, because everybody has a reason, he helped me make that video. Because the video before that, I'd have to agree with him with a little on the boring side. So he pushed me out of my comfort zone for a whole month, encouraged me to make the video that it is now today.
You're kidding.
So I have to give him kudos for that. No, I'm not kidding you, because
I'll
show you the old one. I made new ones, redid a whole bunch of old ones. So now my videos are a little more entertaining than that used to be. So I have to give them kudos for that. And that's really it.
I hope everybody's listening. People, please, when I'm talking to someone and someone's talking to me, please know that the message is for you. Everybody comes in your life for a particular reason. Sometimes we have an idea as to what we want from them, but baby, the universe says bigger plans.
I needed him to get on the TV show, which is I know it's already aired, but I still feel something's coming. And he was the reason that I get on the show, because if I didn't meet him, I wouldn't get on the show. I would still be boring.
Oh my god. And I still feel the juices burning for August.
Mm-hmm, baby. You and I have the energy. It's too bad I wasn't dating you. Because our energy would be, oh my God, the two of us energy together? I don't know. The world just can't handle it.
That is
so tell your girlfriend that. Hope your girl doesn't listen to the podcast.
That is so hilarious. I love it. I love when you call. You got to call me more often. We've got to connect. We've got to connect. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
We have to connect. And you know, it's funny because I had a reading with somebody else who told me same thing about, you know, a lawyer, get a lawyer, you know, an agent, get a lawyer, and then just confirmed what you said. You know, I'm going to meet some sort of lawyer that's like an entertainment lawyer or something. So whatever you said, definitely
absolutely.
Confirmed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I still feel a lot of juice around August and even September. It's just there. It's just there. It's there. It's there.
I just
something
don't know
is
how.
Brewing.
I don't know what it is because the show is already aired. They already aired all the judges' cuts, so I'm thinking how, what is going to be. They're going to have to do something different, like add new people, maybe people dropped out. I don't know.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's somebody seeing you, you know, somebody in the right place seeing you and asking you for something else. Sometimes it's a roundabout situation,
mm-hmm.
but I feel
yep.
August and I feel September so strongly for you. Something's brewing. Something's
good. You know,
good
when they ask the universe, when you ask the universe to get a sign, literally the other day I asked the universe and literally I'm getting gas and two cars with California plates were like sitting right in front of me.
There it is. You see, there it is.
Yep, you're asking.
There it is, peeps.
And then, but peeps, you gotta ask, and then you get it. But you have to be grateful.
And you're ready
when you get it.
And you're ready, and that's the whole thing that you know I've been trying to talk about. You are ready. You are ready.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're
ready.
You're open. You're receptive. You see?
Yep.
There it is.
Oh, I see the signs. And you know, what's even interesting is that yesterday, the last place I went to was New York to try out, and the next one is California. I'm living on my street, and the first one I see is New York City, and then California. Like, it was like, you know, right and left. It was like before and after, like then and now. So it's a sign. I'm telling you, it's not a coincidence. These are signs, and you need to pay attention to these signs, people.
You have to. You know what? This. Why am I on this show? Why?
I don't know. People pay attention. When the signs gives you a sign, take it as a sign. Don't take it, oh, it's just a coincidence that happened. Oh, no. There's no coincidence in life. It's a reason.
It's a reason. It's a sign. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got to connect.
We do. We have to connect because last year I saw a few signs, but I didn't believe in it. I didn't pay attention. I didn't believe last year, even though I got some. So I had all this doubt. And that's why I didn't get on the show last year. This year, I took the power back, and I'm like, here's a sign. It's a sign. And I took the power back, and now now I see them everywhere.
Wow. And is there a struggle?
Are you struggling?
Are you struggling at
struggling
all? Or is there? Exactly. There's no struggle.
No, I mean, I own my house. I've got a car. I've got groceries. Only thing that's missing is the love life.
Yeah. And you are ready, and you're ready for that. Oh my God, you're ready for that.
Yep,
yeah, we need to we totally need to connect. Oh my God, I got 11 minutes. I am gonna, everybody go over to my Facebook page right after this show. It's gonna end 11 minutes. I'm gonna post that video up. Please support her. We need to support our own. We need to support each other.
So sweet.
You know, period. We just need to support people. Period.
You're
oh
so
my
sweet.
Gosh. And I'm going to connect. I'm going to send you an email and we're going to connect after the show. But oh my
Absolutely.
God, this is great. See, this is why I didn't even need to come on today.
Divine timing. Divine timing. Because I went for you last week.
So
I didn't
great.
See you. I'm like, so I hit the follow button. I'm like, I got to call this guy.
Oh, this is so great. Oh my gosh. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, all right. Sorry, listeners.
Okay.
Now you can have him back.
That is hilarious. Oh, God. Oh, my cheeks hurt. That's so funny.
Me too. My face is right red from laughing.
That is so funny. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right. Bye.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. And she's so... totally right, peeps. This is exactly what today's show was about: being selective, paying attention to the signs, understanding. But guess what? Since you're not really up to God, it's you. You've got to be ready for what you're asking for, right? Alrighty. Going over to my next area code. 863-289. Hi, who's this?
Yay, this is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Julia's in the house. Julia's in the house. How's it going?
Good. Actually, I'm in Florida, too, and you're right. It is hot here.
It is hot. I thought I was going through my male menopause right now. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's called summer, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's the whole summer. I know people are like, you live in Miami. You should just be used to it. Listen, you never get used to it.
Yeah.
You just don't get used
to Disney. Yeah, you're right. It's just,
my God.
And that every day, that rain, we just had our
afternoon
rain thunderstorm.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we just had some rain last night, and I thought we were going to have some rain today, but... Guess we're not.
It's too early.
Oh, my God. You're so right about that. So tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, I am looking to move. I want to move. I'm kind of trying to figure out where. I'm looking, considering like up north in the Panhandle, like Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe next week I might take a drive up there. But I'm hoping to kind of make the move like August or September.
Are you a healer?
You know, I've been told that, but I have, you know, I did like Reiki 1, but I don't really do it, you know, I just kind of try to be kind to people, so there's healing
and
you know.
Well, you know, there are different ways of healing, different modalities. We can heal through writing, through singing, through song. The reason I'm bringing this up because your guides are telling me, they're like, literally, you know, she can speed this process up if she just gets in touch with her heart's desire. And I was like, her heart's desire is to move. And they were like, no, we're talking about the heart's desire, her core desire, the desire to heal. And something about writing, something about something even about TV, like there's something. So the core of you is healing, okay? And you know, I don't know if, I guess people have told you throughout life that, you know, you're so grounded. They feel calm around you. Sometimes folks fall asleep easily in your presence. That's because you have a ton of healing energy in you. You brought that with you. You are a channel of that healing.
Mm-hmm.
And how you express that, it's totally up to you. There's a strong emphasis with writing and something else. I just keep seeing writing. But they're telling me, your guys are telling me that when you focus on or get in touch with the core desire of who and what you are as this healer and how you choose to express this energy in whatever way makes you happy, okay, in whatever the way it makes you happy, you will speed up this relocating thing so easily.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I know this is completely like, JP, this is left field. I'm talking about relocating. You're talking about my life purpose. What is going on right now? Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to write a book and be on Oprah's couch tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it seems like the universe is giving you the impulse, whether you know it or not, to really focus on how you can take a step forward in the direction of who you are fundamentally, your core purpose fundamentally. When you start to get interested in that and invested in that, even if it's a step. So let's say hypothetically writing is the thing. Starting a blog or just researching blogs or writing or taking a time to brainstorm, you know, having one of those dry erase boards and saying, okay, well, if I did want a blog, what are some of the things I would talk about? That is a step forward and a step towards your core purpose. When you invest your energy into that, all the other things in your life, like this relocation, it's going to take care of itself.
Okay.
Literally.
I was just going to say, I feel like I've been beating myself up a lot because it's like every every, you know, like every Monday morning I wake up and think, oh God, you know, you're not moving forward, you're not getting, you know, getting moving. So that's why this move is like,
that's,
I feel like I need to do something. I need to.
Because that's,
it's like,
where,
you know,
that
I'm
energy
putting
is.
So much pressure on myself that it's like it's causing a lot of anxiety that, oh God, you know,
there
I'm going to do
it.
Oh no, now you're not doing
it.
There
it is.
You're,
oh,
your life
you're
is
so
passing
smart.
You by and all this stuff.
Oh,
crazy,
you are so wise. You are so wise to know that about yourself, because that's where the energy is. And see, it's in that energy. You can't fix anything. You won't be able to manifest anything. Right? Because it's the same thing I tell people all the time. It's like, so I wear glasses on a regular basis. I grew up wearing glasses, but sometimes I can misplace those glasses. And if I'm so stuck in my head being angry about the fact that I misplaced my glasses while I'm looking for them, they could be right in front of my face and I will never notice, because my brain and all of my energy is fixed on how upset I am that I misplaced my glasses. And then once I do that, the law of attraction starts the momentum of pointing out all the other things in my life that aggravate the hell out of me. And I just keep going and going and going and going, and I miss the fact that my glasses are right there in front of me. But let me tell you what I do now. When I misplace my glasses, I get calm, and I say, you know what? I know where I put them. My subconscious mind knows where I put them. I'm not going to stress out about this. I know exactly where I put them. They're safe. They're good. I'll find them. Everything's okay. And lo and behold, less than a few seconds, I'll find them. Because my energy isn't dedicated to why I'm not finding them. My energy is dedicated to I found them. That's the law of attraction in a nutshell. So with this relocation thing, and even with your love life and everything in between, when you start focusing on the fact that you are a healer and you focus on how you would like to express that healing part of you in a joyful way, whether it's writing, singing, dancing, poetry, it could be a book of poems, whatever. When you start focusing on that and that makes you happy, you will completely let go of all of those conflicting energies and thoughts that you wake up with. All of that anxiety, you'll start to let that go. And when you start to let that go, just like I said to the first caller, your mind is clear enough to see the path that's already in front of you. Already in front of you. The moment you said, God, I want to move, God said, yes. And you said, God, when can I move? God said, now. God, can I have a beautiful home? Yes. When? Now. It's all available to you already. It's about being in the receiving mode. And you can't be in the receiving mode, a relaxed mind with an anxious mind. And so your impulse to do something about it is completely correct. But what I don't want you to do is get back into the anxiousness. That's why your guides are asking you to focus on that core desire of who you are. Make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Let it mull over a little bit. And to everyone who's listening, I've got a few seconds live right now. I want to thank you for being here with me today. We had a fantastic time. I had a good time. I don't know if you had a good time, but I had a good time. I'll be back the week after next on the Sunday, and you can call me. Please look for me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. And for those of you who are online, just hang on right there. You're not going anywhere. It's just folks who are listening to us via internet. I'll be cut off in a few seconds. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Now back to you. Really, really, I really want you to think about it. Let me tell you the card that I pulled. The card I pulled for you, and this is the Ascended Masters deck, folks. The card that I pulled is the Follow Your Heart card. And I pulled this card before I got on the call with you. Okay? Follow your heart. This is all about that relocation will be taken care of when you tap into what makes you happy in terms of your contribution to the world. this is how I want to uplift people. This is how I want to heal people. I want to heal people through poetry. I want to heal people through art. I want to heal people through jewelry. I want to heal them through fashion. I want to heal them through host. Maybe I want to become a Zumba instructor. That's a cool job, by the way. Maybe I want to do that. Really tap into, or maybe I want to teach gardening things, or maybe I'm good at, I just told my partner the other day, there's a woman right now, literally, who's making close to $5,000 a month. Get this, everybody listening, she teaches YouTube videos of how to make sourdough.
Wow.
Okay,
really?
And this is her way of making extra money every month. But not only that, when you take a look at the videos, she's so calm. She's so healing. She's so, you know, really chipper, you know, and no one knows really that she's a healer, and she's making sourdough bread. Really? So let me confirm this for you. You are a healer. You have a healing energy. You are a grounding energy. Wherever you go, you fix the energy. You are literally like a walking feng shui. Wherever you go, you fix energy. And you may not know that about you, but I'm confirming this about you. You are healing, okay? And how you want that to show up in your world really depends on what makes you happy, what makes you the most happiest. And when you focus on that and you start making little steps towards that and realizing that, and it may change. You may start off doing one thing and then later on it may become something else. But when you start that, even as early as today, what you'll start to do is to start to improve your mental, your mind, the condition of your mind. And when you improve the condition of your mind, you'll be able to receive the impulses that you need to make this relocation thing happen. Because you can't make it happen in a mind of anxious and worry and frustration. It won't happen. So literally the guys are saying you got to distract yourself. And while you're distracting yourself, focus on your life purpose, your joy, which is the best distraction ever, because that's how the path for you to move will come about.
Wow. Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's because, you know, it's like I was married for 30 years and I was my focus was being a wife and mother and homemaker. And so I did that for 30 years. And now I'm divorced and I'm, you know, temporarily living with my mom while I figure out, you know, my next step.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, it's like, God, what do I do with myself? I'm not a mom anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still a mom,
yeah,
but my daughter's an adult. I'm not a wife anymore. I'm just, I feel like I'm in this, like, limbo, and I haven't really figured out what's next, so.
Oh, yeah. You know what you're in. You're in a,
like,
it does. And, you know, a lot of folks don't really talk about this part. And maybe they do, but not as loudly as they could because, you know, what do you do when you've devoted your entire life to a marriage or to a job and you're not there anymore? You know, it's that transition phase. But please know that, you know, the marriage is over and done with. You did what you had to do. You lived according to your life purpose. You did it. And it was a success because you're still alive. you're completely
yeah,
alive. And now you've got the second wind. You're in the second wind. Second wind is pretty damn cool. Why? Because now you get to live life on your terms.
Yeah.
You've lived 30 years on the terms of everybody else, which is, it's okay. It's cool. It's, you know, it's not a bad thing. We need someone to support us every now and again. You did it for 30 years. Now you get to live according to your terms. You can go as fast as you want. You can go as slow as you want. You can take your time. You can play it by ear. You're not going to get this wrong. You're not going to mess this up. You don't owe anybody an explanation. This is for you.
Wow.
Totally for you. You get to live your life. Damn it, you get to have the cake and eat it too this time around. You really do. So that means, you know, it's, I tell people I can't wait until I'm older because when I'm older, if I'm this pretentious now, when I'm older, I'm really not going to give a damn. Because, you know, when you're at that senior citizen level, you can say what you want and do what you want and not give a damn because you've lived a long life to know that it's not about the approval of others. It's about your own self-acceptance. And the folks around you will either hate it or love it. So for you, you've got to live in your own self-acceptance. And you either love it or you hate it. If you hate it, oh well. If you love it, then you're my people. You're my tribe. Let's keep trucking. You get to live on your own timetable, your own terms. And so I think that's the reason why your guys are really encouraging you to take a look at what really makes you happy. And remember, it can change. Right now, dancing may make you happy. And then tomorrow, writing may make you happy. It's totally cool, just as long as you're keeping up to date with the truth of your heart. And when you devote that energy to that space, everything else in your life will completely work itself out. You'll meet someone new if you're interested. You'll meet a lot of folks if you're interested. You'll have a lot of job opportunities if you're interested, or you can say, hell, I want to do this myself. I'll go the entrepreneurial route. You know, you can do that. You'll have those opportunities. But you got to focus on you and what makes you happy. I had cake this morning for breakfast. I had cake for breakfast this morning. Did I give a damn? Absolutely not. Because I'm living that. For JP. Have cake for breakfast. Let that be your philosophy moving forward. I'm going to have cake for breakfast. Not literally, but I love what that means. That means that I'm living for me. I'm going to do what's best for
cake
me.
Cake for breakfast.
I'm going to have cake for breakfast. I love it. That's for you.
That's beautiful. Wonderful. Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
please,
so
and
much.
Please keep
Big
up
hug.
With me. I want to know what's going on with you.
All right. What's your website? Your Facebook?
Sure. Get me on Facebook. It's my legal name, James P. Jackson Jr.
James P. Jackson. Okay. Got it.
Jackson okay.
Jr. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. I love it. I love it. I love it. Have cake for breakfast, damn it. Because this is your life. It's your life. We've got so many loud voices that tell us what to do and how to do it. And some are very well-meaning. Some are really helpful. I listen to my doctor. I don't tell my doctor everything, but I listen to my doctor. I listen to my partner. Okay, she might say something different, completely different. She may say, JP never listens to me, but I listen. But at the end of the day, this is your life. This is your journey. Here's the advice for the month up ahead. Stay selective. Don't just focus on all the stuff you want to get rid of. Focus on all the stuff you want to let in. Remember, pay attention to the signs. And finally, always remember that God's only language is words. It's only yes and now. There's no hang-ups from God's end. The hang-up is from you. You've got to be able to receive. Receive, receive, receive. And receiving comes through ease and relaxation of the mind. So get out and touch the ground more. Dance more. Live more. Love more. Be good to yourself. Be happy. Because that's the only way you'll receive all the desires of your heart. It's through the mind of ease. Not a frustrated mind. Not a mind of frustration and struggle. Okay? Great talking to y'all. This was a great show. I'll talk to you soon. Week after next, Sunday, same spot. Right here on Sacred Embers Radio. This is JP. I'm out. Bye.